What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We do have the coaches show coming up at 7. Kevin Stefanski is going to be on the show. The German linebacker Carson Schwechinger is on the show. Mm-hmm. It's going to be interesting to see if we can make that hard left turn to pay good on the Travis Kelce Taylor Swift.
Yeah, good luck to us.
The pivot that we've been, I mean, we did tease it for like 3 hours.
We'll pay it off.
Back to it.
I just don't know that I'm going to have the energy or ability to pull to really kind of do it, to do justice I thought I would.
Or some of the leftover residual anger, rage. That was rage that you heard there. And you don't hear me get to rage often. But is that going to then go over where all of a sudden you have a completely logical take on Taylor and Travis, and I'm just like, I don't even know what we're doing here anymore, man.
No, it won't work that way. I feel like because you raged pretty hard there, and because you raged pretty hard, you'll be very soft. You'll be very soft. And I imagine this next 15 minutes will too probably be enraging for you as well. And so by the time we get to Taylor and my wacky Travis Kelce thought, I have a feeling you might be spent here. Right. I don't know.
I am Hungarian. So the depths of my rage.
There's no doubt you could rage for hours on end. That's not the debate here.
Oh, it's the topic change.
It's the topic change.
It's going to be a misdirect.
Yes, it's getting so angry at the Browns for the Isaiah Bond signing and all the the fallout from that to then be like, you know what? I also agree with your point on Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift. It's like, all right.
I actually am like the most agreeable man in the world in about 15 minutes time. So Isaiah Bond signing with the Cleveland Browns. Seemingly mere moments after after a grand jury in Texas decided to not move forward with charges on sexual assault. That's the basic reason why he went from being, again, a top 64 pick to being a undrafted kid that now has to try and make the Browns from here or start on the practice squad or what have you. But this tends to be about the devil's in the details and which organization is actually doing this, because it is the Cleveland Browns who've had a lot of problems with this, and not the Eagles. But we got a lot of calls in this one to give you guys a chance here to kind of speak your mind on this. Let's go where you want to go.
I want to go with Josh on the road.
Let's go with Josh on the road. Welcome to the show, Josh.
Thank you, gentlemen. First off, Nick, as a 40-year-old Browns fan whose only experiences have been pain, I want to thank you for being the on-air voice of all of us and saying what we've been feeling for the last 30 years.
You're welcome. It's my honor and my pleasure, buddy.
So I never thought that I'd be listening to the radio and get a free therapy session while we're at it.
Your therapy sessions are different than mine, man. Your therapist just yells at you all the time.
I would be the worst therapist because I would be like Jason Segel in Shrinking, where I do end up just being like, what are we doing here, man?
No, it was like a rage room moment, you know, just feed into it and let me just feed off yours. It was magic. But that said, if we want to address the off-the-field issues and this culture, all we need to do is look to the top of the food chain. Look who's signing the checks and the mess that they were in when they took over this team. Look at the scandals they had. You know, what you allow will continue. And, morally, ethically, kind of the pot calling the kettle gray. Anyhow, you guys have a great day. And, Nick, let it out, man. We're here for you.
Thank you, Josh. I appreciate you.
What's interesting though, it's kind of like how, you know, earlier in the show, if people wanted us to get all outraged, or yesterday even with Stefanski commenting on Myles Garrett, and I made the comment to you, it was like they don't care. They've shown you no, even when it comes to perceived little things or some really big things, this organization just does not care, Nick. They've shown you time and time again they don't care.
Two things. I think it is more than fair to, when you see the litany of things that have gone wrong with the Cleveland Browns, with Jimmy Haslam owning them, to point out the other stuff. And I'll be honest with you, I completely forgot about mentioning the FBI stuff with Pilot Flying J. That, and by the way, that's just bad out of me. I just forgot how many scandals we've done in the last 13 years. So that needs to be addressed, because that's a valid point to feel as a fan of where's my civic pride coming from this organization. Specifically what you just said. This is why when we talk to, when we talk about the Miles speeding thing or Shador, it's like, there's specific outrage and there's proper outrage to have about speeding.
Mm-hmm.
And if it sounds dismissive, it's because of countless sexual assault allegations, lawsuits that have been brought into this team. It's because of countless legal things that have been brought into on a variety. So it's not, speeding doesn't matter. It is in the pan. I said this, I want to say when Miles got it. It's like, it's not that I don't. Speeding's awesome. No. One, I think it's a very relatable thing because I've spent my life. I'm sure you've spent in your life.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
It is a very relatable thing that people do, maybe not 100 miles an hour. But the other thing is, what I really have grown tired of is the very serious, serious charges that have been brought in. And there have been a lot of them where women are the victim of this. And so there is a part where it's like, so like when we play back to, yeah, I'm not going to scream and shout about Myles Garrett. Like we were talking previously, like have 100 speeding tickets a year. I don't give a rip as long as nobody gets hurt. But this is where my outrage lies.
Well, for me though, it's more the idea that when they do try to make a mountain out of a molehill, and they do try to tell you how enraged they are when it comes to a Myles Garrett speeding ticket and how, extremely disappointed they are, or even when they undress Shador in the way that they try doing it, and everyone's like, you see, they told him. They made an example out of him. It's like, well, I point to these other issues to tell you that they don't actually care. It's all public-facing nonsense is all it is. It's all to make themselves seem like they care. They've never cared about what these guys do off the field, and you can judge that whatever way you want to judge that. I one time made the joke that if the devil had a 900 OPS, they would sign him, in referring to a baseball team. Like, that feels very similar in this instance to the Browns. Like, they only care about on the field. With Isaiah Bond, they just look at somebody that was a first round, second round projection. They need wide receivers. He's willing to sign. That's it. End of story for them.
Yeah. And I think for me, like, I really do want to have an organization where somebody that has been accused of, or somebody that actually has committed an egregious offense is afforded that chance. I do think, as somebody who's a proud American, I think that is a beautiful thing that can happen and does happen every single year in this country. I want to be that team, but with that comes success. And what I mean by that is, if you got a team full of rock solid leaders, and there is truly a culture of accountability, then you're helping someone, giving them that second chance, and you give them that second chance because success does breed confidence for people who have made missteps or mistakes or been accused of things previously. That's not who you are. That's not who you've been. Every time you brought one of these guys in, like Perrion Winfrey, it didn't work out. Deshaun, obviously from the football perspective, but yeah, that hasn't worked out.
Kareem worked out. But it's so few and far between with the examples.
I mean, that was, not to give Freddie Kitchens a whole hell of a lot of credit, who started that process. It was John Dorsey, and it was Freddie Kitchens.
No disagreement there. I was doing it under the Haslam umbrella, though.
Okay.
And Haslam was the one that, remember, publicly came out and was, you know, stamped down the idea that, you know, he gave that whole second chance speech, essentially. It just kind of very reminded me of what you were just doing right there. And I do believe in second chances as well. I don't want to rob people of that. I think the misstep for the Browns today is that it came within hours of discussing what's going on with Quinshon Judkins. Mm. Like, you couldn't even let us breathe with the idea that maybe, just maybe, there was some sense of change.
And specific to, so the timing is also, so not just the timing you mentioned. I don't know how good they're going to be this year. I hope I'm wrong.
Well, this is where the desperate side of things do come out. They've always acted this way, so I can't say they're acting out of character. But the idea that you take Isaiah Bond and then you'd be willing to, and you're going to do everything you can with Judkins. You drafted him in the second round. You're not throwing that out. But with Isaiah Bond in particular, that smells of a team that is trying to get as many wins as they can this year and knows they have to build something to be able to sell not only ownership, but also the fan base.
The bare minimum this year is I just want to really like who, and there are guys I like. So when I'm painting a wide brush here. There are a lot of guys that, you know, Wyatt Teller. I do think the kid Shador, I think, is just a gem of a kid.
Yeah.
I don't know what he's going to be as a football player, but I love his energy. I love his vibe. I love the energy he brings, not just to the field, but to the, like, fans and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I think Dylan Gabriel seems like a great kid. Do not believe in him as a football player, but man, I hope I'm wrong by it. He just seems like a great kid with a great head on his shoulders.
They have
right?
a lot of guys on this roster.
Oh,
Joe Petonio is fantastic.
We could do a segment on how many good guys, but you're cheapening them when you're doing this stuff, and you're doing this stuff coming off what has been the biggest disappointment and the biggest failure of the Deshaun thing. And the whole thing this year, I mean, I remember, what was this offseason about? Looks like a lot of solid citizens here. Let's just get back to playing hard. Let's get back to being likable. If you're 3-14, that's fine. If I can just say I like you again and like everybody again, root for everybody instead of going to be like, okay, I'm going to take my hand over this picture. I'm going to root for you.
Yeah, on certain plays. 32. Certain plays. Go Browns. Yeah. Other plays, it's like, yeah.
Wait, who scored that touchdown?
I don't know.
Oh, thank God I like him.
Don't know about that one.
He's not been accused of anything heinous. Let's go with Tony in Mansfield. Welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. Great show today. Yeah, you guys have been, it's been a therapy session, and it's been awesome because this is exactly how me and the guys feel when we're sitting around talking on our lunch breaks. It's so frustrating to think that we're the second chance you, which, like you said, Nick, I think every player should have, or any individual, but if you don't have an organic football team that has good leadership and a good culture, nothing's going to change. Oh, another one I forgot about was, like, you guys remember the Malik McDowell situation running around naked too. So,
yeah.
But that's what I'm saying is we have all these issues, but we don't have a culture to where these second chance players can really grow in, and nothing happens except for just a press slap on the wrist. And it's just so frustrating that we don't even know who our leaders are, because our leaders are just throw some money at them, like Myles Garrett. Well, we know Myles Garrett's an amazing player, but it's like, okay, we threw money at him, now he's the leader. Or it's Deshaun Watson is the captain because he threw for 120 yards one game, and now we're going to give him a game ball. It's so comical to where it's so frustrating it's comical. And it's just, we don't have a culture or a leadership. And like you guys just said, the one person, yeah, he did speed, he's young, I'll give him a break on that. But the true person that kind of enveloped what Browns culture should be in our community is Shador Sanders. The way he is outside of the lines has been excellent. Says all the right things, does all the right things. The way he reacts or interacts with the kids or whoever it is. But that's a fifth round pick that we have hope in that's injured right now coming into the second week of preseason. So I appreciate you guys. You guys are saying everything that every Browns fan's feeling, and it's just frustrating. Keep up the good work. Great show. Have a good night, guys.
Tony, thanks, we appreciate Tony. You, buddy. I like when people say nice things about me.
An update from Mary Kay, by the way. She just tweeted out, the Browns are doing their diligence on wide receiver Isaiah Bond, who went undrafted because of a sexual assault charge that was no-billed on Thursday. And she says he hasn't signed yet, and it's not happening today, according to her sources. So even though he's tweeted it out himself, his agency's tweeted out himself, you can tell the Browns, in the past 35 minutes or so, woke up to the idea maybe today's not the day to actually announce that signing.
They read the room. I didn't know they could do that.
Well, they didn't, before we give them too much credit, I mean, it's probably going to come tomorrow.
But like, Friday news dump.
It's not, which is for a second here, they give them, in 35 minutes, they realized this probably wasn't the smartest thing to go ahead and have everyone talking about right after the Judkins news.
We attempt the left turn for the show in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. I mean, just a huge write-up.
Yeah, but you think the Haslams, you think Andrew Berry, you thanked everybody and anybody for this second chance.
And so it would just, it would really, it would seem like, you know, where the wires get crossed here. Is that what I would ask?
Yeah, I think it's pretty obvious. I think they understood, hey, maybe today's not the day to do this.
I see.
Like, not after the Judkins moves. Maybe we give it a 24-hour limit.
All right.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Granted. Kind of lost my mind earlier. You can see the video at 92.3 The Fan.
Yeah.
And Nick Wilson says.
Yeah.
There's legitimate rage in those eyes.
Yeah.
It's not great. But, aren't you kind of just, are you going to rip the bandaid off twice?
What do you mean?
I mean, he announces he signed. It's a big letter. Shouldn't you just sign him now?
Well, that's the thing. They already basically did it. When he tweeted it out that way, that was basically them doing it. You got your outrage out. A lot of fans got their outrage out. Like, that's, it's, nothing is going to change when they do the actual official Brown signing thing now. It's not going to stamp it down.
Wait. Because they've said they put distance from him. So if they sign him tomorrow, I'm not going to get that mad again because that happened in real time.
I just don't believe they actually put distance between it. I just think they realized that maybe it wasn't the greatest day to be doing that after the Judkins news.
So how long is an interesting prospect you're going
here? I think it's
going
to probably be 24 hours. I don't know. How long are they expecting him to play on Saturday in the preseason game number two?
Oh, that would have been a wild. Or if they signed him Saturday and then he played
Saturday? I'm trying to realistically think. How late can you sign somebody and still expect them to play in a preseason game? I would imagine since they signed him, they want him to play right away.
I mean, judging by this write-up the kid did on social media, he might already have a house and a 401k and a couple of kids in Cleveland.
He might. He might end up with an NFL suspension Judkins might.
He might be incredibly versed in the Cleveland scheme already.
He's already got thoughts on what pizza's the best in town.
So we are talking about this 216-474-0092. Let's go with JJ in Cleveland. JJ, welcome to the show.
Hey, how y'all doing, fellas?
Hey, all right, buddy. What you got for us?
I'm going to start off. I can't judge those guys. You know, I just want to see a winning product on the field. Because I'm sure back in the day, all those teams we was rooting for in the 80s, it was some stuff going on, but we just didn't know about it because it wasn't so quick to be out there like it is today. So, I mean, for me, I wanted a winning team. I don't care if y'all on the same team and don't like each other. Because I'm sure back in the day, all 52 guys ain't going to like each other. I don't care about camaraderie or none of that. I want a winning product on the field. I don't care how they bring it to us or what form it comes in. And I don't care.
Real quick,
if
JJ.
If Hopkins can't kick a field goal, go get me a lady to kick a field goal. I would rather watch her. As long as she can kick it through the uprights, let me get it.
JJ, real quick, because I do want to rebut you.
Sure.
The problem is they're not doing either. They're bringing in.
Yeah, it's much easier to swallow if they're actually winning games here, JJ.
Understood. But these are two good players that we need in positions that we are lacking in.
So let me ask you real quick. If they go 3-14 again this season with these players,
if they're bad, then I can't go back and be like, oh, that was a bad move, because
if it doesn't work out, that's exactly how
that's what we do here. We do this for 5 hours a day.
If we do it exactly. We're doing it right now.
I know. You're invited to the table, JJ.
As soon as we didn't have Judkins, we all was upset about it. And now that we got him back, we all going to be upset about it. You know?
You're allowed to be upset about what he's been accused of.
I mean, yeah. But who am I? I wasn't there. I wasn't there to know what happened and see what happened.
So
I just got to go by what a lady's telling everybody.
So
I don't know what happened.
Real quick, I understand a lot of people feel that way, JJ, and I appreciate your call. What I will say is, because there's always a question of, why was it reported late? Why all the different factors that the DA in Florida kind of cited when they announced they weren't going to.
This is on the Judkins side, not the Isaiah Bond side.
Yeah. And the truth is, a lot of sexual assault and domestic violence things get reported late, if at all, because the nature of the low conviction rate for these sort of things. And here's my thing. I want somebody who's sexually assaulted somebody or been accused of it to be my neighbor. I would not want that close to my family, the family of three daughters. I understand that people make that distinction between, he's not my neighbor, he plays in Cleveland and I live in Talmadge. I don't. I'm not. I live in Medina. I live in Wadsworth. I grew up in Wadsworth and went to high school in Peninsula Akron area. I work downtown. Like, this whole area to me is home. And so I don't see a distinction whether somebody literally lives next door to me and whether or not. And I don't see a distinction whether they're my neighbor, whether they're somebody who represents my town. And I shouldn't say my town. It's our town. So I understand the idea of I don't care whether it's a bunch of, good soldiers or anything. But what I'll tell you is the worst thing to be is unlikable and unwatchable. And that is what the Browns have been. I don't want to say completely unlikable. Again, there's plenty of good dudes on that team. But they've had too many unlikable characters for how little of success they've had comparatively to the rest of the NFL, a league that is set up to win more often than not.
Yeah, and for myself, I think it's more just about the idea that the Browns continue to tell you that they care about certain things that happen off the field when it just doesn't seem like they do. And again, if they were just more transparent about it, maybe I'd respect it a little bit more. If they just came out and said, listen, we have to sign guys for reasons X, Y, and Z, and this is no one else in the league cares, so we don't either. Okay, but like, they act as if they're holier than thou all the time, and they act as if they do all these things in the best interest of being morally right, etc., and they just don't have any record of showing that as proof.
And here's the thing. In the wake of the Deshaun thing, Deshaun didn't fail here because of the allegations and the lawsuits and all that. He didn't. He failed because he's bad at football. And it's important to point that out. But it's hard to feel good when it's the worst trade in NFL history, not just because of how... I mean, unmatched of a failure it was on the field, but because of what you knew about the accusations, and you knew there was no secrets on this one when you gave all that draft collateral away. So it wasn't merely, dinged the armor a little bit on that one. It was a failure on every level. And the idea that not only did that not discourage you or get more selective on the guys you would bring in, but you kind of just broke the dam on it. And was like, come on down, no matter who the hell and what the hell you've been accused of.
Mm-hmm.
That's where it gets kind of mystifying. And ridiculous to some level.
I do want to read what the allegations were with the Isaiah Bond case, just because I don't think enough people are familiar with what actually he was allegedly accused of and everything. The alleged victim had stated, this from CBS News, that she and Bond met on February 4th in what began as a consensual encounter before Bond committed non-consensual acts. She also alleged that Bond asked her to sign a non-disclosure agreement and later offered her money in a text message apology.
216-474-0092. Let's go with Paul in Fort Lauderdale. Welcome to the show, buddy.
What's up, Nick and JP? How you doing?
Hey, pretty Paul. Good, buddy. Thanks for joining us. What you got?
Well, I'm going to tell you, the last caller kind of maybe changed what I was going to say, but, and I know I'm going to sound like I'm a hypocrite. I'm a Cleveland Everything fan, but I'm from Northwest Pennsylvania. I'm a diehard Penn State fan, and I know people have taken jabs at Joe Paterno. But I'm going to go off of one of his famous quotes. Success without honor is like eating an unseasoned dish. It may satisfy your hunger, but it won't taste good. Now, I know a lot of people could say Joe this and Joe that, but Joe was never accused of doing anything wrong. He was only accused of being the only one that reported it. And I sit there and I look back at Deshaun Watson.
Paul, just for one second. You called into a radio show where we're talking about sexual assault and you're quoting Joe Paterno. No. Like, is this a troll?
No.
Are you trolling me right now? And they're trying to do it seriously?
Paul, come on, buddy.
I can't believe you were missing it that badly.
Sir, I'm just saying to say this. When I open up my ESPN,
this has got to be a joke, right?
No, it's not a joke. It'll all make sense if you give me a second. When I open up my ESPN app and the top two stories that are listed are about Quinshon Judkins and Isaiah Bond, that doesn't paint us in a good picture. There was a time a couple years ago where the Browns stated that Baker Mayfield wasn't wanted because they wanted an adult in the room, but yet we signed a quarterback with an alleged 22 sexual assault counts. That's the adult we want in the room? Then we're complaining about, you know, Shadur and Miles speeding, which, I mean, I live in South Florida. I'm not saying I'm right. I drove home at 95 miles an hour today. Got lucky I didn't get pulled over. Doesn't make me right, doesn't make me wrong. But it doesn't make me an alleged pervert. And it doesn't make me an alleged person that beats women. And all I know is Baker was on a podcast last week and said, Cleveland's problems ain't my fault. He's right. We gambled and we gambled wrong. And
Paul,
then
we are up against it. And Paul, real quick, I promise we're Paul, just up against
you did,
it, buddy.
You did much better landing it after that. I would not lead a sexual assault conversation quoting Paterno, though, in the future.
That would be ill-advised.
Just in the future. No one's going to take you seriously when you do that.
But now, in fairness, Baker also said, it's not my problem anymore. But yeah, I mean, the point does stand about that. We have one more segment to come, in case you missed it, in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.